good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, January the 26th, 2017, 12:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, coming up on 12:20. I do want to let everybody know, alert your day, because we have an extended program today. We will be on the air until 3 o'clock this afternoon, an extended version. We're going to go an hour beyond what we normally do. The reason for that is that yesterday, I'm sure many of you know, legendary television actress Mary Tyler Moore passed away at the age of 80. Today at 2:15, we are going to be joined by Emmy-winning actress, the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, will be along with us today at 2:15. And in 1971, she starred in an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show entitled High, where she was Mary's, I guess you'd say, she was a patient in the hospital Mary was staying in. Very funny episode. Pat Carroll live via telephone today at 2:15. Now, coming up at 1:15 today, we are going to be joined by a man who I'm sure you've seen on CNN and all the news channels, Richard Painter, who from February 2005 through July 2007 was the associate counsel to President George W. Bush in the White House counsel's office, serving as the chief of ethics to the president. He is currently, as of Monday, part of a lawsuit filed against our current president, Donald Trump, saying that his business entanglements are a problem when it comes to his presidency and the Constitution, being that foreign governments are giving those businesses money. So he'll be along at 1:15 today. And then at 1:40 today, we'll be joined by the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, nationally known celebrity from the viral video of 2011, the homeless man, Columbus, Ohio, was seen on the side of the road by the Columbus Dispatch. From there, he went to the Today Show, the Steve Harvey Show, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, the doctors. He will be along with us today at 1:40, because tomorrow the Ted Williams Show, the Golden Voice Show, comes to Marion, Ohio, starting at 11:10 a.m. tomorrow. Right here, Ted Williams will be in the studio in Marion, Ohio. And tomorrow he will stick around until 1 o'clock as he will join the Exchange Club with Marge Hazlett, Sean Kraft, Charlie Evers, and myself. So don't miss that. That's tomorrow. That's what's coming up today. But in hour number one, also a very interesting guest here, the newly chosen manager, downtown Marion manager, Clarissa Myers. Clarissa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, how did you come to Marion? Let's talk a little bit about your background.
Okay. I started traveling to Marion from my hometown, Bucyrus, right after high school, actually. It was in the fall in 2008 for beauty school. And that was downtown at the State Beauty Academy. I was just going to school and working. I started actually working at Red Lobster. So I drive over here, go to class all day, and then go to Red Lobster in the evening. And then eventually I transitioned to the warehouse while I was completing my license training there. So,
now, what made you want to get into doing other people's hair?
Well, I like to make people feel good about themselves, and maybe that's something small, but 9 times out of 10 people do leave my chair feeling good about themselves, so I like that.
I would think that would be a hard job, because you try to make conversation with the people, you're trying to do your job, you want it to look the way they want it to look. Mm-hmm. Seems like I don't think there's any job quite like that.
It is an interesting job, that's for sure. Pleasing everyone isn't always the easiest thing to do. But it's important to know how they feel, and we're trained on learning, you know, what looks good on them and what will work for them. And then you have to listen, too. You have to listen. What do they do? What are they going to do throughout their day? Are they willing to put time in styling it every day or not? So you have to listen to all those things, too, and find a happy medium in there. And communication is key in that, for sure. So that's pretty important. Listening is a big deal for that job.
When you first came to Marion, what are some of the first things you noticed about the city?
That's a good question. First thing I noticed about the city. It felt huge to me.
I can imagine.
Being from Bucyrus, it felt very big. It felt overwhelming in the beginning. I originally did not plan on living here, that I just wanted to commute, work, get my license, and go back to Bucyrus. I still love Bucyrus deeply. It's my family is there, and sometimes as silly as it is, it's only 20 minutes away, but I do get homesick from them sometimes in a goofy way. But once I realized that it had that small town feel still with bigger opportunities here, mm-hmm. and my life just kind of became here. And so it slowly kind of pulled me into where I realized that I needed to move here, and that's what I did eventually. So,
when you came here, coming from a smaller town, what is the biggest difference? What did you identify as the biggest difference to you?
Well, that's a good question too. You're just stumping me.
I'm full of them today.
No, the biggest difference I would say is probably businesses. Really, as far as Bucyrus goes, the majority of businesses are locally owned and operated. You kind of know everybody. I actually grew up working at Baker's Pizza. That's where I worked all through high school, and I played volleyball against one of the owner's daughters and worked with her in the kitchen through the week and on the weekends. And a lot of the other kids, I kind of grew up with people from other schools that way. My family actually owns a business there. My grandparents own Earhart's Drive-Thru, which has been a huge, huge business in that town for a long time. And so they took it over in 2008 as well. So just something, little things like that. It seems like it's just small business, but at the same time, it's kind of welcoming to know everybody. And so it took me a while to where I was getting used to not knowing everyone, but eventually I realized it's not so big, and you really do get to know everyone in Marion too. So
when you came to Marion, what are some of the things you like to do? What are some of the personal activities that you enjoyed?
Okay. Well I'm a runner. I don't run as much anymore because now I'm a member of Blast Fitness here in town, and I love that. That's one of my favorite things to do, exerting energy. So I definitely enjoy the camaraderie of being with the girls on a regular basis, and it's like our own little family away. And so I kind of developed that bond with a lot of the girls that I worked with at the warehouse as well, that I grew close to them, and I liked doing little things, going little places here and there together. So I kind of made my own friends as opposed to the friends that I had just from growing up around them.
You know what's interesting? Now that you mention that, I have seen things like Blast Fitness and Planet Fitness, mm-hmm. and the YMCA seems to always be busy. Mm-hmm. There seems to be this big, and I just pay attention to people's Facebooks. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a big push, I would say in the last 2 or 3 years, really overboard, mm-hmm. to go to the gym. People are going with their spouses. People are going with their friends. They're joining classes. Mm-hmm. What is it about that you enjoyed? That you enjoy?
Well, I guess I love that I feel like I go somewhere where they really do care about me personally. I know people probably really love the YMCA, and there's great things that Planet Fitness can offer as well. For me, it really does come back to the relationships. I feel like I truly enjoy the women that I work out with. Audrey Haycook is a wonderful supporter, and if you need a cheerleader to keep you going when you feel like you can't anymore, she's your girl, that's for sure. And there's no pressure there either. You just do what you can. You just keep up to what you can do, and that is great. That's your best, and that's amazing that you can give it. So I think that's the part that I enjoy there the most is, again, it feels like a little family for me.
Christmas, I started hearing about I'm trying to think of what it's called, CrossFit.
Okay.
I started hearing about that, and now it seems like it's the buzzword. Every time I talk to somebody, either somebody they know is doing it, or they're uh-huh. doing it, or they want to start doing it, uh-huh. That's become an amazing thing.
Well, I am not educated on CrossFit, but I'll tell you, I have a friend who does it, and she is a tough cookie.
See, I don't know what it is, but that's what I keep hearing.
Yes.
Is that it makes you very strong.
Uh-huh.
It's a very hard thing to do. I don't even know what it is. I have no, if you said CrossFit to me, I have no idea.
I can't pretend like I do. I know there's training in it. I know there's different things that they do. I know she talks about the box quite a bit. I also do know there's a CrossFit gym downtown as well now, too, so that's something to be able to, another thing to get you downtown. So I'd be lying to you to tell you I know everything about it, but I will tell you, I don't think I've met anybody that's involved in CrossFit that isn't in shape.
It does something to you.
Right.
It definitely helps something along. Uh-huh. Honestly, and it's fascinating to me, not just the CrossFit, the whole idea that people are going to gyms. I see, because now with Facebook, with social media, you can tell, they show their check-in times and where they're at and take pictures of everything.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, to me, and I've said this before on air, that would be like poison to me.
Okay.
Honest to goodness. Because I think a lot of people love it, and I love that people love it, and I love that these places are busy, and I love, hopefully it's extending their life or doing something, making them feel better. But I think I'm the only person on the face of Earth who exercise makes me feel worse.
Well, then don't do it.
I don't
want to feel
worry.
Worse. You
no
don't
problems
feel worse.
There.
That's right. That's right.
Because it just to me, it just seems like something I don't have any interest in.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to do what you love, or you'll make yourself miserable, and that's an important piece of the puzzle. That's for sure.
As long as I'm happy in the mind, that's all I need.
Uh-huh.
But those type of businesses are fascinating, and I'm glad to see that they're growing.
Mm-hmm, they are, definitely. One of the things that came to my mind when you said about posting and checking in is it kind of goes back to me saying Audrey Haycook is a big supporter. One of the things that she does is she runs challenges, and we're actually in one right now, so don't let me offend anybody if I turn down your cupcakes, because then I have to check it off on my list, and I can't do that right now.
So you have a whole life.
Yes, so every now and then we have a challenge, and usually they last about 6 weeks, and so everybody gets together and does the challenge. That one's too, you don't have to. You pay a small fee, and you get a t-shirt at the end, but what's really neat is they always do it differently. So at the end of this challenge, we're actually going to have a casino night. And so that's why I can't get any checks, because my checks accumulate to points when, at the end, I get to use that towards casino night.
Do you think incentive helps?
I do, and I think that does give us a small sense of community there. I think the incentive makes us want to work harder. It makes us compete with each other, and then also I think at the end it brings us back together where we get to celebrate our hard work together.
It's fascinating because heavens knows it. The number one thing you always hear from people, and certainly around January 1st, is they want to either lose weight or they want to get in shape.
Right.
And then by January 2nd, that's all over. We've all moved on to other things because we realize if we weren't doing it on December 31st, why would we do it on January 2nd?
That's okay. I don't think anybody should make goals that are out of reach for themselves. If you decide that on January 1st, you want to start living a little healthier, then take small steps. You know, I saw today when I was walking in, people walking around. That's a great step. There's nothing to be ashamed of walking versus sprinting. I'm not a sprinter myself either, and you're not going to see me do it. So that, I think there's got to be a difference in your goals. Don't say I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week on January 1st when you've never done that before. That's just silly.
Well, and we're going to get to downtown here in just, we got plenty of time, but one thing, talking about checking in and taking pictures of the gym, because this seems to have proliferated Facebook, and that's fine if I think people want to do it, but I always wonder, is that the reason that people do it? Because, you know, people aren't usually taking pictures of themselves in the grocery store. But they're taking pictures of themselves getting into shape. And I always wonder, is the proliferation of gyms and things like that also going along with the proliferation of social media, because people can do that?
And maybe it makes them feel a little more accountable. If I tell you on Facebook that I'm going to go work out five times this week, then by golly, I'm going to make sure to get it done.
But how do I know if you went?
Well,
how do I know? I don't know.
Well, then I guess I have to check in 5 days that week.
I have to check in. Because it's an interesting thing. And if it is helping people get healthy, I'm glad it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's what's pushing them to take pictures in the gym and show people and check in, go for it.
There you go.
Downtown Marion is an interesting place. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on down there. Mm-hmm. How did you come to this job? Or how did you decide you wanted this job?
Well, Beth Meadows introduced the idea to me, actually. I met her through my volunteer group. I'm in Twig 2. I'm currently serving as the vice president there. And so I have to meet with her every now and then to discuss those things because she's kind of my boss in both worlds. She's actually the head of volunteer services at the... And so she brought it to light. The lady who had the job before me, Nisa Stump, is also a member of Twig 2. And so Beth brought the job up, and Nisa was transitioning and told me a little bit about it. And I definitely have a great sense of passion for small towns and bettering our community, our living environment, our families, everything. I'm pretty goal-oriented, and I think she read that in me and decided that I had something to offer. And I feel now I do as well. I definitely feel even more passionate. We actually started the process a few months ago, and it just opens your eyes. You can't go past anything in town and not think about what it takes to accomplish that or how could we do it better. Once that seed is planted, it just continues to grow inside of you. I mean, I've lost sleep over it, thinking, what else can we do? You know,
yeah.
So it's something that just takes over you. It's a good thing. That's a good thing that it's taken over, and I'm happy and excited about it.
When you found out you had the job, what first went through your mind?
Well, the first thing that went through my mind was, okay, I got to go tell my husband. We discussed it. We talked about it, our fears and our the things we were excited about. Fears in a good way, things that we needed to, you know, change at home. Like there's going to be a few more things that I can't do because I'm not as available as I once was. And he's great. He's a great teammate. We work together. So the first, my first thought was, okay, we've got to figure this out. And my second thought was, now how am I going to share this with my bosses at Visible Changes? And how am I going to make this work? Because I'm going to make it work. And so it was just figuring out how to do that.
What do you think, living here now for almost a decade, before you got this job, what did you think of downtown Marion?
I think it can be beautiful. I think it is beautiful. I really do feel that way. It has rich history. I think the buildings are art, really, in their own way. I mean, if you go through a lot of other downtown areas, they typically do tend to have the tall buildings and the different fixtures, but they're not quite the same, you know, and not everybody's downtown has something beautiful as the Palace Theater. I think our downtown is large compared to lots of others, and I think there is so much opportunity there. So I've always liked the Palace Theater. Actually, my grandmother, she brought me over here. Oh, brother, I can't even tell you when I started seeing plays. It's kind of our tradition. We started with the Bucyrus Little Theater and traveled all over the place to see different things. And one of the regular places that we would go was the Palace Theater. And so I've been traveling over here and creating memories for myself for many years with the help of my family. And so I guess I kind of see a passion for continually creating memories here.
If everything was perfect, there wouldn't be a need for the job.
Correct.
Right. So what do you see that maybe needs some changing?
Well, I think communication is a thing, and a big word that I've heard a lot this week and I'm very excited about is collaboration. A lot of different organizations are coming together to work harder to improve the downtown and in the county in general. I'm not just trying to exclude just to the downtown. Of course, that is my goal here, is to better the downtown. But I think collaboration is huge right now, and it's going to be great seeing everyone come together. I think there's lots that can be done.
What is something you'd like to see done?
I would like more events, more things to include the community. And again, it goes back to creating those memories. I'd like to bring my stepson here in the downtown area more often than what we do. We are members of the Elks, and so he's, and my husband has been for years, and his family, and so he is well aware of the downtown area. There's plenty of toys even for them to play at the Elks. They run around there quite a bit, and so we are definitely avid, we are good about bringing him down here and doing things. We can be better, that's for sure. We can be better, and we will be. And I'd like everyone else to start feeling that way too. I want more event. I think in my interview they asked me about it, and I said, for lack of a better word, a party. I'd like to see more people walking around and almost celebrating, I guess. I know that sounds kind of a funny way to describe it, but that's what comes to my mind when I picture a vibrant downtown is a celebration. It doesn't matter if it's the Popcorn Festival or if it's just a normal Friday night. It's a celebration to be with your family and enjoy one another in general. So I think it's important that we find ways to do that together and do it downtown, hopefully.
It's interesting because obviously at some point, I don't know what the year was, it was identified that there needed to be a downtown Marion manager.
Yes.
And there have been a few. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, I think, one in there, your predecessor.
Nisa Stump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, why do you think we haven't gotten there yet when other people have had this position?
Well, I think that nothing happens overnight. I'm certain there were a lot of improvements made before I came into this position. I'm sure that the women before me worked their tails off to get to where we are right now. And that is something that we have to start recognizing, to celebrate the small changes as well. You know, we're not going to turn into some other city's downtown overnight. And I think it's important that people stop perceiving us as needing to be another city. That's a really big deal. And I think making downtown a destination is important. You know, a lot of times you hear people say, well, the roads are so frustrating, it's one way, and remember when it was two way, and then we changed it back, and it used to be straight, and now it's not straight. Either way, if you've decided to come downtown and spend time and bring your family and shop local, you're gonna find parking. You're gonna find a reason to deal with the one-way street. If you're determined to be here and spend time here, then those little things are really not as relevant as what we create them to be.
Why has that become the norm, enough to where you would bring it up?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how to change perception. I definitely don't want to try to force people to feel something, that's for sure. But I do want to be able to help show the brighter side of something.
Do you think that we started talking about this in the fitness area, but I do think it applies here as well, mm-hmm. that media has changed things. Mm-hmm. I was shocked this past year at how our big box stores on the east side of town, the Walmarts, the Meijers, mm-hmm. were not as busy mm-hmm. as Black Fridays and Thanksgiving night, now mm-hmm. that they do that, starts early, mm-hmm. As they had been before. Mm-hmm. Something is happening with people coming out to businesses. Mm-hmm. It's different. Matter of fact, I heard somebody say the other day, something about Kroger and doing your ordering online, then all you do is come in and pick up the groceries.
I was going to say, I would say that it's ordering. Ordering is the number one thing that comes to my mind. And a lot of companies now do the free shipping and all that good stuff. And that's great. There are really great opportunities with that as well. I mean, if Amazon is coming and they're creating a large business, guess what? They're going to have a lot of employees. So it's great that, you know, Amazon is providing that. And not just Amazon. There are clearly other companies. That's just an example. But I would say that is the number one thing right there, is ordering online. But that's to be valued to a certain extent. At the same time, there are certain things that you got to go out and you got to do. And there's certain things that you just can't experience the same way either. I mean, I can say I'm at fault when I've ordered things knowing I should not have ordered that. I should have went, I should have looked, I should have maybe tried on. There's ups and there's downs to that. But I would definitely say the ordering thing. As far as Black Friday goes, I'm okay with the lines being a little shorter because I am a Black Friday abuser, although I do prioritize my family first. We don't interrupt that with the shopping. But at the same time, you're right. There's a part of the silly craziness that I missed this year, as silly as that sounds. There was a little bit like almost a lack of competition. That is silly. I know it is. I'm happier not to wait in line as long. But, you know, it's something that my family and I have always done together, and I think we are pretty slap happy by the end of the night. So, I don't know, you could ask us anything at 1 a.m. and we'll say, the line had two people in it and it was amazing.
Well, it's interesting because I think that leads us into the big question, and this is not just applying to downtown Marion, although that's our subject today. Mm-hmm. It would be applying to anything. Because of technology, because of just the times we live in, are we trying to make downtown Marion what it was? Or are we trying for a whole new thing that's never been seen before because these are different times?
Personally, my answer would be no. We're not trying to be what it once was. There's no subject that you can take and turn it into what it once was. I think there's many more opportunities in Marion than what there once were. We lose some companies, yes, but we also gained other companies. So sitting around and talking about what Marion used to be is, I hate to say it in an ugly way because I don't want to offend anybody, but it's kind of senseless, really.
You know what started that, though? And I think it did start downtown. And if I'm wrong, somebody can correct me about this. But they called it the Downtown Revitalization Project. Revitalization means go back to what you were.
Okay.
When you say that...
So maybe I'm contradicting the revitalization.
I don't know that that's there anymore. That might not be there anymore. But I know at one point that was the...
It's important. It is a part of our organizations we fund for revitalization of downtown. And you're correct. I think you're right. I think maybe I did contradict myself just a hair there. When I say creating a new picture... And also at the same time we're using the word revitalization, really what I mean is creating what we have now to work with in revitalizing a great picture, I guess, if that made sense, what I just said.
Oh, no, it did. And I think the people who work downtown are working very hard. And if you drive downtown Marion in the winter and you see the snowflakes and you see people going to Christmas at the Palace, and I like shopping at some of the stores downtown, I just think some of the things sometimes that make it to us, the media, which is kind of the handshake between you and the community, it's confusing to people sometimes who are 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, because when you hear revitalization, you think...
That makes sense.
We want to go back.
That makes sense.
But they say, well, that's never going to happen. And honestly, how could you revitalize anything?
Right.
You can't go backwards.
Right.
You try to go forwards.
Right. And I think when we're using the word revitalization, it's when my mind goes back, for example, if we're thinking of, you know, back when whatever we all grew up with, I'm picturing, again, what I grew up with. So would I love to, you know, place Bucyrus in my backyard? You know, there's a lot of memories that I share. Yes, okay, that's great. But at the same time, that's not going to happen. And now I live in Marion, and now I need to revitalize that picture and change it into where I am now and how great this picture can be.
Do you see downtown as being a home for restaurants and small businesses? Do you see corporate businesses coming there? Do you see a mixture, or do you see it a place of offices strictly? Because one thing that shocked me over the holiday season, one of the few times I did go out shopping, mm-hmm. I do have to admit I went to the Mansfield Mall, where mm-hmm. I had not been mm-hmm. in a long time, mm-hmm. and where they took the old Lazarus building in this mall mm-hmm. and turned it into this medical mm-hmm. clinic, basically. Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine that helped the mall because they filled that need where the empty part was.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with retail.
Right.
So it didn't. It's not the way it was, mm-hmm. but it's working for them now.
Right. That makes sense. I think we need a good mixture, honestly. I mean, to get people walking around and utilizing the downtown area, we definitely need the little shops, and we need the eateries, and. I mean, all of those things are very important. It's another way to create memories. I do think we need support of corporations, in a sense. But I, for one, don't want it to be overwhelming. I don't want it to take over so that every building that I go by is full of offices. Yet, I do appreciate that they are readily available in that area as well.
Something you said earlier on I thought was fascinating when you said things have to be, in a way, a destination.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me mm-hmm. that in 2016, mm-hmm. the things we are not going to order via internet mm-hmm. and the things we're not going to do that way mm-hmm. are groceries,
mm-hmm.
are drug stores. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot of people are on medications, and if they're not, maybe they take vitamins mm-hmm. that you get at a drug store.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, neither one of those things exists downtown right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foresee those just destination stops that everybody has to go to regardless as something that could help?
To be honest, I don't think I have the proper answer for that. I really don't. I think... that's not what I think you stumped me again. You got me.
No, I understand.
That's okay. I don't know. I think that they have value, and I think that they could help. But again, it goes back to I wouldn't want them overwhelming. I think it has to be, just like you said, it has to be a mixture. I do think it could help. I do think it could bring movement down there. It could, you know, let's pretend Rite Aid is opening downtown. You know, that could be I go downtown and I eat at the new restaurant Tommy's, and then I stop at Walgreens, and then I grab a couple things. So, yes, would it help movement? Would it help the flow of my day? Yes. Is it necessary? No, because if I want to eat at Tommy's, I'm going to eat at Tommy's, and if I need something from Walgreens, I'm going to make time to go there no matter what. So to answer your question, would it be helpful? Yes. Do I feel it's necessary? Not really. No.
What do you foresee the next few years like downtown? Where would you like to see it in 2020?
I'd like to see it be a tourist destination. I think we've got a lot that's going to be available by 2020. I think we can always appreciate it. I want it to be full of memories again with it being our hometown. But I would like people from other cities to want to travel here. you know, to want to go to the palace, to want to go out to eat at Barre's, to remember, oh, I had that breakfast, it was really good there, or to go to the guild when they had the art class. I can tell you, even my grandma has brought over one of my cousins to an art class there. We need them, and not that you're being negative in any way, because I know you're a part of the media, but we also need help from the media to stop making Marion look so negative. We have a lot of great things here. And I think that's the only way it can really become a destination, if we can get other people to travel here and see how great we are too, while we need that sense of community. We need to be willing to share how great we are. That's the only way we're going to get other people to come here as well.
It's an interesting question. What do you think the perception is that maybe has been put out by the media that has hurt places in Marion?
The number one thing that comes to my mind is the drug problem. We're not the only city with a drug problem. It's everywhere. It's unfortunate that it's so heavily focused on here. Another thing is pretending like the people that have the drug addict, you know, that have the people involved, pretending like they're bad people is something that the media needs to stop doing too. You know, they're just as important and significant. They're cousins who went to the doctor and got hooked on a prescription, or people who have tried to self-medicate because they didn't have the help or the health care that they needed, or just weren't knowledgeable that maybe they had some medical problem. So I think trying to back that and help one another, rather than telling everybody that, oh, Marion has a drug problem and we have this and we have that. Every city has problems.
Do you think that's the media, and I'm genuinely focusing in here on the local media,
mm-hmm.
Do you think the media causes that problem, or the people who believe that is the big problem?
I certainly don't think the local media causes that problem. To be honest, I'm not just saying that. I really don't. I think it's a much bigger picture as far as the media goes, and as far as my opinion. But I do think that it's a common perception in our area that we've got to learn to work on, to be more positive in general, I think. And I don't have the answer for why it's so common. I know it is. Every job I've had since I've been here has been very public, you know, working in restaurants, and the first salon I worked at was inside of the Country Club, and, you know, now the salon I work at, Visible Changes, is on 95, and everything that I've been a part of, you know, Twig 2, is all public. So I get around a lot of people, and I hear a lot of things, which I think can be great for this job. I think it can be wonderful for me to hear all these opinions. It's just sad to me how often I'm hearing negative things. And so I definitely wouldn't say it's a local media thing, and I can't tell you where it's coming from. I can't tell you how to fix it either. All I can tell you is that I hope that we can stop. I hope that we can come together and be positive and be helpful. And we're trying, you know, we're trying. We now have the home there where you can go and get help. And forgive me because I don't know the name of that, and that's very rude of me.
The Arnita Pittman Center.
Yes. I'm sorry. That's very rude of me that I didn't know the name of. But we're trying. There was a time when we had nothing. We didn't have anywhere for them to go and get help.
I guess so we can, because I think media tries to play a part here. So mm-hmm. in that respect, mm-hmm. That's the bad.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see the focus be? When people think Marion, if you think they think that now, mm-hmm. what would you like the conversation to be?
I would like them to talk about, like I said, the big word that I've been hearing all this week is collaboration. I would like the media to focus on how great it is that we're coming together in this organization and that organization. And one of the big things that Beth has taught me about the downtown organization is if somebody else is doing it, we're not going to copy you. If you're doing it great, how can we support you to do it? Why do we need to create another area in our organization to do what you're doing? Let's support this person doing that. And let's work on this for us, and let's make this subject good. So I guess I'd like the media to focus on all of the small steps that are coming together to create big things.
What do you think is downtown Marion's prized event right now, other than the Popcorn Festival?
Prized event.
What's the destination down there that will get people down there to see it, shop for the first time, maybe see a store that they have not seen before, a restaurant? Right now, the people listening to this show,
okay,
you would say you need to go to downtown Marion to.
Do you want me to list a specific business?
You can list as many as you like.
Well, right now, for me, I know that sounds silly, but the Palace still hits home for me currently, because I think that's so important to be a part of the history. There's so many things to offer there. I recently actually heard that the Palace brings in $65,000 a year. That's incredible. And if that doesn't scream opportunity, I don't know what does.
65,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think that hasn't rubbed off? If 65,000 people are mm-hmm. coming to downtown Marion every mm-hmm. year for one destination, mm-hmm. why has that not... Because that is a gigantic number.
Right, that is. I don't know. I don't think I have enough experience to answer that question. I think I would just be feeding you a line of BS if I tried to answer that. I don't know.
But you'd like to know and...
Mm-hmm. I'd like to figure it out. I'd like to help work on that for sure.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people would have the same question about the Popcorn Festival, and not that you would know now, mm-hmm. but I don't know what the numbers are, but over those 3 days, big numbers, mm-hmm. but how many of those people return downtown Monday morning?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's an interesting problem to fix, but
right.
hopefully it is fixed,
mm-hmm.
because downtown Marion is certainly something mm-hmm. that is important. A lot of
right.
great, it's not just businesses, a lot of great people
oh, yeah.
are down there.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of great, you mentioned it, I thought very aptly, the structures down
oh,
in
yeah.
downtown Marion.
Oh, and it's incredible. I mean, you know, now that I've answered you, I'm like, there's so many things, you know, Again, the State Beauty Academy. I mean, here's something I find interesting now that I'm out in the working world, and I'm not putting anybody down that leaves for education, you know, or bigger schools in any way, shape, or form. They all have different opportunity. But, you know, at the end of beauty school, you have either a managing license or a cosmetology license or a nail technician license. There's three options there. Either way, whether you come to State Beauty Academy and get it downtown locally, where you can have more hands-on learning, and let me tell you, if there's anybody that cares, it's Jean Wolf. She cares. I mean, she helped me tremendously, and I have her to thank solely because she cares. You know, there's times when you're young and you're in school and you're like, why am I even doing this? How many more days do I gotta go? And you're not a number there, you know, as opposed to, again, and I'm not putting down other schools and other opportunities, but as opposed to traveling to Columbus and going to Paul Mitchell, where you are literally a number. You are literally a number. So to me, again, I hate to sound redundant, but to me, it's all about relationships. And so the more I think of it when you say that about going downtown, what brings you downtown, whether it be the Guild or the bookstore or Nathan's Barber or any of those things, the Beauty Academy, United Way, any of those things, I guess to me, it's the relationships. Come down for the relationship. Build one with someone down there so you want to come down there more, and bring your children and teach them how to build a relationship, not to just travel to Columbus and go to Target. Not that I don't like Target, because I do. But there are things that I can get right here in Marion, things that I can do in Marion while providing so much more than just purchasing one small object, you know? I mean, going out to eat down here, maybe it sounds like, sure, I can get a meal anywhere, but can you get that meal anywhere? You know, yesterday I met Tommy's. He's opening a new restaurant down there. I'm so excited about his menu. I am not kidding you. He was showing me pictures, and I'm like, man, I'm in a hurry. I don't have time to eat, and you're making me hungry. He's got a cheesecake that he's going to make, and I'm telling you what, that thing is huge. I told him my birthday's in May. And I want some. And it is covered with strawberry. I mean, he's going out of his way to do things like he is going to go to the Amish to get his chicken. I mean, he's going as far as he doesn't want to use canned anything because he doesn't want to deal with the sodium that are in things. This is kind of probably an inappropriate thing, but I'm going to say it anyway. He said, have you ever eaten somewhere and had to go to the bathroom right afterwards? Yeah. I can't believe I even said that on the radio, but he's right. If you were to ask me that again, I guess I would say come not to one business, come to create a bond and a relationship, and come to Tommy's to have your cheesecake instead of the Cheesecake Factory. You know, where he's putting his hard-earned, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. Not quite. Let's hope he's not putting blood, sweat, and tears in that cheesecake.
We knew what you meant.
Yes.
Clarissa Myers, the new manager of Downtown Marion as of Monday. Hope you've enjoyed this.
I have.
47 minutes.
It flew by. You're right. I'm like, is it over? What else can I say?
See, there you go. 47 minutes really quick. We're going to take a 10-minute break and come back with Richard Painter, the former counsel, security ethics counsel to President George W. Bush, currently a part of a lawsuit against President Trump. Ted Williams, Pat Carroll, Remembering Mary Tyler Moore. Don't go anywhere. Lots this afternoon.